Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Beautiful sunny evening. That song's coming in way too hot. Anyway, what it's not hot here, it's freezing. Thank you for choosing Center of the Universe. I'm your host, Lufan Ron, still working out some audio difficulties. Anyway, I only have 30 minutes tonight. Before the show, we've been talking about Common Einstein and how they're purposely hiding information about that. Blue Shift has got some website information about various topics I'm supposed to share with you this evening. Without wasting more time, I'm going to let Blue Shift talk and see what's on his mind. Blue Shift, what's going on, brother?
Okay, I just wanted to, you know, like, give you guys some, like, tools that you can go out and you can study up on, learn some shit, some real shit that you can use with, you know, what's coming, and you can learn it quick or just come to an understanding of it. You know, whatever you want to do with the information is up to you, but, you know, there's many different things you can do with the information I give you. You know, hopefully you'll go all the way and, you know, prepare for, you know, a macro of invasion. But then again, you know, how many different ways are there to go about it, you know? But, nevertheless, there's a place called realclimate.org, and then there is a file called the Greenland Melt. You know, basically the Greenland ice sheets melt worldwide, the water level rises 200 feet everywhere. All right? So basically everywhere on the planet, okay, minus whatever the new tide will be, okay, because the desalinization from the ice sheet melting of the Great Salt Oceans is also a factor. We'll, you know, find out, you know, like in Florida, if 200 feet sea level rise, what's going to happen, guys? What is going to happen? You understand that? Most of Florida is going away. The Everglades are freaking gone.
You're going to have alligators at Disney World.
Oh, yeah, Disney World is going to be fucking gone, you know? I mean, unless they build, like, a huge barricade, I mean, they actually do have the resources to do it. They could do it, but I don't think they will.
Wow.
Yeah. And they could actually, have, the Disney Empire has enough money to save everyone visiting their theme parks, you know, in an underground shelter, much like what the secret government is preparing for everyone. You know, just something to think about. But, you know, Greenland Melt on realclimate.org, read over it, kind of digest some people who might be more credible than me.
What's the name of the site? I'm looking at something, and there's a report that says, Greenland goes green. Ice sheet melted in 4 days. It said July 12th, July 25th, 2012. By July 12th, only 4 days later, 97% of the ice had melted. Holy cow. I didn't realize that all that's already been, most of it's already been, it's already melted.
Right, and it's already pretty much gone into the ocean, but you have to understand that the ocean, you know, there's a lot of shit going on the Earth, and it takes a while for that to kind of fan out and even out. You might think it's, like, instant, but it's not instant, you know. Water, you know, has to move really, really fast, you know what I'm saying, in order to spread out and even up everything. You know, it takes a little bit of time. though it seems like it would be like instantly, you know, it's like in a glass of water, you know. Well, I'm sorry, your glass isn't compared to the ocean. You know, when you were younger, your mom probably told you that, but, you know, it just doesn't click when you're older, apparently, because of all the conditioning you've had. Anyway, there's another thing that I think that all of our intelligence agents guys should definitely go do. It's called the BloomTheory.com. The Bloom Series. It's called A Journey Through Transformational Festivals. Yeah, I recommend you guys go there, do acid, and, you know, roll some on some MDMA, because, you know, that's what you guys need in order to really grasp the situation you're going to be in real soon.
Sam, on Bloomship, how do you spell this Bloom Series? What is it?
The Bloom. It's called The Bloom, B-L-O-O-M. And it's a transformational festival company. You know, they do like Burning Man kind of stuff, but, you know, better. And they try to get ideas from people. Everyone goes there and creates some stuff, and they're trying to create a framework for developing a utopia type technologies. You know, green technologies, all that kind of shit. And understand that this is a mentality that these intelligence guys have got to take in their capacity, because nobody wants to spy around when the after the apocalypse. I'm just saying, and I'm not talking about dumbass. You know, I'm not talking about dumbass people who think you're going to come and take their rights away. You know, I'm talking about people who think you're an ant. This is a short version. Speaking of that, there's something else that I think people should take a look at. I was look at Thai Wiki Wid B, I guess is what it is. I don't know how the hell I got this thing. I saved it a while back, but it says now you can launch your own drone. You can buy attack drones from China. The Sky O2 small attack UAV, blah 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 blah. It's a fucking, you know, miniature drone. And then the quota price is $1,000 to $2,000, but it doesn't. It's not clear if it includes the guidance system. It says at the very end of it, which I think is kind of funny, this will be essential when our government tries to attack you and take away your freedoms, because our government has armored vehicles and RPGs. And it says, and you don't. In parentheses, it says, probably, .. get several of these now before Obama tries to ban them. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but, the point is that, you know, when the world is burning, and, you know, the surface of the Earth has been pulverized, and you need to figure out what the fuck, you know, the terrain looks like. If you need to get to a distance farther away, like, say, another city in another state, and communicate with them and see what the hell is really going on there, or how burned down it is. You know, it would be good to be able to plot a course for your off-road vehicles. I'm just saying. It could get that bad, and you know, and or comes to worse, and you do get attacked. You can always, you know, strap some propane tanks to it and blow it up. You know, dive bomb somebody's ass.
Have you seen any of those predictions and maps on Zeta Talk?
Yeah. I saw some of that. Some of it seems legit. Some of it is definitely bullshit. And then it was all blended together at one point to make everything look bullshit. I watched it kind of occur very, very subtly. But, yeah. You know, somebody definitely sabotaged that site big time. It's like a giant bot.
Is that what happened? Okay.
Yeah, somebody,
I remember
somebody
used to have information on there.
What's that?
I remember it used to having some decent information a year or two ago, and it seems like it's all been messed with.
Yeah, what it is, see, that kind of stuff, what it does is gets people to focus on what they think that they'll get so that they don't actually go out and create it. And then they leave it to somebody else to take care of, like me, for example. You know, the world's full of doers, not creators, all right? What you need is creators, teachers, and healers. If you do not have that, you will be burned down. That's why there is a thing against the Illuminati, because they're teachers and healers at their root origin, okay? That's what they're supposed to be, but it's been contorted, so you don't have that. And now everything's thrown out of some sort of fucking primeval ooze balance because of it. And look around, you ain't getting good information, and you ain't getting any good healing. I'll tell you that much for sure.
Yeah.
Think about that. I highly recommend that the Oklahoma Space Industry Development Authority open their doors like now and start building those kick-ass buildings that they said, because, you know, hey, you don't want people just landing anywhere they want to when this shit goes down, and there afterwards, you don't know who's going to be visiting them. You need to make rules now. Declare human race independence or some shit like that. I don't know. But
yeah,
fucking open the doors back up, because, you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but when I was in the interstate, those all land a bunch of planes.
What's that?
When Eisenhower built the interstate, that's what that was designed for, was war and for landing planes, all the interstates.
Right. And now, guess what? There's a problem with every single goddamn one of those things. You know, the military, the National Guard has to pay fucking tolls. I mean, it's not like they're using them every goddamn day. You know? I mean, that's fucking extortion right there.
Yep.
Of the American people. Toll authorities. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Now, but I always pay the toll, and when I can, I cover somebody else's, because you never know how tight things are for them. Anyway, there's something here going on here in Oklahoma that I think is good, and it's not doesn't seem contorted or fucked up in any way, which is good, and I want to give that positive stuff out. It's called www.garycone.com, and it's the Cone Center for Living in Choice, Courage, Optimism, Neutrality, Empowerment. They got their curriculum. So you're going there. It's like a school. So, you know, don't bitch about, you know, them telling you how to do things, because you're going there to learn that certain way. And then when you're done, that's when you say, okay, well, now I'm going to do everything this way, my way. All right? They took the time to develop a curriculum. Don't fuck it up. Learn some shit and become more effective. That is the moral of why I told you this right here.
Hey, Lucia, I got a question for you real quick. You know, I mean, this, and there may already be a group out there, but, I mean, how do people, like, identify themselves, or who are they with? You know, you always hear terms of people that are part of different subcultures, you know, and like join a group or your belief system or stuff like that, you know. I mean, well, let's say you believe in alien activity, you believe in macros, you believe in the conspiracy theories, you know. You're not necessarily anti-government, but you believe in conspiracy theories and all that kind of stuff. What are you labeled? I mean, what group do you fit in? I mean, what are they called? I mean, what's there needs to be like a recognition of these people that can kind of have a, you know, like kind of band together, like not necessarily, you know, what would be the term for this group?
The only thing that seems to unite the groups is preppers, because and everyone's preparing for something. It's just like at the beginning of a television show. American public are preparing for something. You know, I have not met more than two or three preppers that are preparing for the same fucking thing, and never the more important one until I talk to them. I can always any prepper I talk to, I am so loaded with information, I can make them any kind of prepper I want. Why?
Right.
Because I know some shit. I actually didn't look at the same thing again and again and again and expect to find something, more information about it. The reality is that, you know, if someone's preparing for, a tornado, okay, you're not going to be prepared for a tornado, okay? You have to prepare for the next biggest thing, all right? Because you're going to get power outages, all right? So just prepare for an EMP, electromagnetic pulse, or a super solar storm, all right?
Yeah.
You expect to have no power ever, all right? That is how fragile your system is, all right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, basically prepare for a zombie apocalypse, an electromagnetic pulse, and you're good. I mean, you can't get much more prepared other than a zombie apocalypse, really.
Let me hit a break real quick. We're at the half hour. Call in numbers 347-637-1980. What a fun year. Graduated 1981. 347-637-1980. Of course, they have the live chat room that's open. I see a couple of people that stopped by the chat room. If you'd like to ask a question, please type in a question, and I will make sure that it is brought to the attention of Blue Shift. If you'd like to ask a question, we'll try to get it answered for you. Also, all emails and questions go to Center of Universe 2013 at Outlook.com. Back to the group of preppers. Do all preppers believe in aliens? Not necessarily, huh?
No. No. Sometimes if you talk to a prepper about aliens, they flip the fuck out. Like they don't know where the hell it came from, and they feel like they're blindsided, and then they're like, well, I don't know how to respond to that, you know? And they go on these defense, offense, and it's really weird because, you know, this all happens like within a 60-second time frame. And it seems to be, I don't know, some people just like, they're already so terrified, you know, and they're always thinking about something that scares the shit out of them and they need to prepare against, all right? You tell them about aliens, then they think about how it could be possible and how bad it would be.
That's the last thing I'll
Literally, like, I'm not just saying that, like, I'm absolutely fucking serious, like, it has negative psychological effects in some fucked up way. It sends them over the fucking top, because they're already in that fear mode.
Who they focus mainly on, and taking their guns, or with the electromagnetic pulse, or what do you say percentage of them highest percentage are most interested in what? New World Order come for the guns or what?
Now they're not even focusing on the New World Order, because now no one's saying New World Order. What they're focused on is Obama taking their guns, the best I can gather, and that's just anyone, really. I mean, I talked to like a 6-year-old lady at a grocery store bagging my groceries, thinks the government's going to come take her guns. All right, and that's pretty fucked up, you know. I mean, that's bad. And, quite frankly, I think the intelligence guys overdid the fear-mongering about the guns, because now Alex Jones basically runs the show, and people believe what Alex Jones says. He is a very credible, regular media kind of person now.
She's done a lot,
I don't care what anyone says. You know, most of the people I talk to have heard of and listened to Alex Jones from time to time. And they take everything he says like it's the only thing he says, and look at what he says, from time to time. So various different people are at various different levels of preparation in general. And everyone is preparing, as best I can tell. Half of Chickasha are some sort of preppers. The other half are completely against them, as best I can gather.
Yeah.
But let's talk about one last thing, and then we're going to move on to ISON.
Thank God.
Yeah. There's this thing, it's called www.nickbostrom, it's nickbostrom.com, and then
okay.
You go to The Fable of the Dragon Tyrant, and I'm not going to read this, because fuck that, I'm not reading this, but basically read it verbatim, don't skip over it, don't skim it, read it through, and then think about what I've been telling you. This guy knows some sort of fucking economics, you know? Unfortunately, he's British, but, you know, we're going to forgive him, because at least he knows about tyrants and gets the higher-ordered shit. All right, let's see. All right, ISON. Why are people not so focused on ISON? Anyone who knows about ISON and what's coming.
Online.
What's that?
Okay. Oh, everybody's pushing this Bonnie and Clyde series, and we got a damn model in the sky. Five comets in the sky, like I said earlier today.
Yeah.
In the 80s, we lined up for blocks, me and my girlfriend, just to get a glimpse of the comet. They're up there, and, boy, you don't hear much about them, but there's something going on up there big time. We're missing a hell of a show. What is going
we
on?
We are the show. Well, remember, Ron, I told you, we are the show, okay?
Yeah.
You have to understand, I'm not talking Center of the Universe is the show. I'm talking the human race right now is the fucking show. And then when the human race all starts looking up at the same fucking time and starts looking up and say, hey, what the fuck is that? And then everyone goes searching for someone who knows what the fuck is going on. Okay? And then and then this is what the people are going to tell them. All right? They're going to tell them, I'm on YouTube right now. I typed in ISON. The first video was NASA lied about Comet ISON in order to discredit Nibiru watchers.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, whether it's true or not is irrelevant. The point is that, you know, you're getting fucking destroyed by counterintelligence. I mean, that's counterintelligence right there, all right? It doesn't matter who's reposting it ever, because anyone that reposts it falls for it, or finds that there is valid information in it, and that's the best thing that's available. I'm guilty of that. However, you know, the point is that that the nature that this is seeding into the population subliminally, yeah, there is something going on. All right, but what's the craziest thing you heard so far is the conspiracy theory. All right,
what's
the dynamic of what has been played out and put out into the public to tell them the truth of what's going on. All right? It's complicated, but it also creates a behavior modification pattern. It basically gets people in line to behave a certain way when the shit does go down. It may not be, however, it may not be as effective as they think it will.
Right.
You're going to get a lot of really crazy-ass variables when people realize that aliens are watching them as crazy shit's happening, all right? And then there's going to be different responses. People may not know what the fuck is really happening to them, because they think they're getting attacked by crazy shit from one direction, and then on the other hand, there's this shit happening in the background. And then they might think, oh, well, it's government. The government's fucking with us. It's a fake alien invasion.
That's what I heard. We're talking about fireballs, and it's been, well, it's military testing. You know?
Yeah, well, it's not. Sorry.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in a good way. You know, one of the things that really grinds my gears is the whole Pleiadians Ashtar Command thing. Like, I mean, and then, you know, to a degree, the Galactic Federation of, you know, of light people as well. You know, and there's some really jerky, you know, figures that get involved with that. And then, of course, just as, you know, like attracts like, there are the people that are said to have been represented by those groups, but those groups are all false, okay? The whole running of those things is some fucking fucked up racket to identify people and in some way. And then some of the ETs, like I said, you know, since they're always getting mentioned, or when they realize that they were actually talking, you know, people were actually talking about them, they decide to actually go in and see, okay, well, who's actually interested in us, and who's just getting fucked with by the government, or private organizations, or whatever. You know, that did occur, and it continues. But the point is that almost none of the information is credible that comes through those. And if it is credible, then it still doesn't fucking matter because people have been confused as shit from the get-go.
Right.
Or they're so, you know, happy-go-lucky and believe that there are only aliens that are here to help them from your weird government.
They're
not looking any farther than that.
With all this out there and availability with YouTube, astronomers, NASA, Twitter, whatever. It just seems like this whole I-something has just not been handled correctly.
Yeah, and if they don't change it, then it's going to be exactly like some of those people who were talking about time travel a while back. Well, the leaders made a poor decision, and then they were standing on the piles of their bones, you know, of their descendants, their children and stuff, and that's exactly the goddamn truth. You know, they need to change their behavior, because when the Universal CD skips a track and the dimensions that were torn apart by the macrobes with their little fucking extra dimensionalizer way back in the day, and the Martians in their you know, veil machine, and then the macros really designing it, you know, I mean, the whole fucking situation is foobar, really. But basically, when these big ass comets come by, these celestial events happen, people are going to stop doing their stupid shit that they do every day in their daily lives. They're going to look up and they're going to say, all right, someone needs to fucking explain this shit, all right, because there's a big-ass fucking fireball in the sky, you know, and you know, it's supposed to be dark, but it's not, you know, it's backwards. And then when, you know, and then the next day, it's still day. You know, that's the kind of shit that needs to be explained to people, all right? And because they're going to demand it. They're going to be like, what the fuck? And then all the debris from that, people are going to mention, yeah, it has debris, and it's bringing it this way. And then, oh, by the way, the conspiracy guys say Nibiru's behind it. Oh, turns out,
yeah.
Bible's astro-theologian, and it says it in there. Oh, now by everyone believes the Bible's true, right?
By the way, real quick, believe it or not, I saw it's not the only comment. There are several comments to enjoy right now. There's comment Lovejoy up there. There's comment Inky, E-N-C-K-E, and comment Linear, L-I-N-E-A-R. You can go to these sites to find out more. The Minor Planet Center. Google these names here. The Minor Planet Center, Heavens Above, CometChasingSkyhound.com, Visual Comets in the Future, Comet Panstars and Ice and Facebook page, SpaceWeather.com, one of my favorites, and at SunGrazer Comets. Guys, just because they said I saw past and it's done, that's it's the truth. thanks for joining us this evening, Blue Shift. We'll get ready. We'll get geared up, guys, and we will be on the air Friday night for 2 hours. Thanks for listening to one of our test shows, and thanks for listening to Center of the Universe here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Good night, Blue Shift.
All right, good night.